All right. Good evening to everyone listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here on this Wednesday evening, August 29, 2018. And we have several people here. Dharmananda, thank you for being here and for taking the mic. Who else is here?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
I hear Bonnie and I hear Cecil. Welcome.
Hi.
Yes. What happened to Monday? I couldn't ever get on.
You couldn't get on?
I kept dialing in, and it would give me the introduction, and it would just go blank.
Do you have the backup number? Because we have two backup numbers. If it doesn't work, you dial the backup number, and then right after the regular phone number.
No, I don't have that.
Okay, you have pen and paper?
I do.
Need to find it first. I know it starts with area code 1559. Okay, yeah, 1559, 546, 1400. And then it prompts you to dial the regular phone number without the pre-dial one, so just the area code to the rest. And there's a second phone number you can call if this one also doesn't work. That would be 951-262-7373.
Okay, so you dial these numbers and then immediately dial the other number?
Just listen to the prompts. It will ask you to dial in the regular phone number, but you do not dial the pre-dial one. So you do the area code for the rest of the phone number.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi. John Munter, Northern Minnesota.
Welcome to the call, Scott. Thank you for being here.
Welcome.
The 559 number again.
546-1400. 546-1400. Yeah, when I didn't hear anything like that, I started feeling real bad. I thought maybe something happened to Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right. 1 minute away from the hour. Welcome to those that just came on board radio. And here's another caller online. Thank you for the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Stacy from California.
Stacy, a warm welcome to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
And everybody on the line.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Who's that?
Oh, this is Bonnie here in California as well.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. Where are you in California?
I'm in Corona.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I'm in Laguna Niguel area.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
It was warm today.
Yeah, it is. That's so good. I think there's a lady named Debbie, too, that's in Costa Mesa.
Oh, yeah. We got a few here holding this space, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for saying hi. I really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for coming in. I really enjoy your talks.
Thank
Definitely
you.
A lot of energy there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Bonnie. That's so sweet. Is anybody else on the call, Heis?
Yes, we hear Dharmananda and... let's see who else, Scott, and more people are here.
Cecil.
From Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
And who else is here?
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
All right. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how are you, everybody?
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you. The next person, welcome. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. And welcome listening in on BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
Where is Citrus Heights?
Citrus Heights is on the 80, just a little east of Sacramento.
In California, okay.
Yeah. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Uma Sedona.
Hi, Uma. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Uma.
Hi, Uma.
Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Sir Roger in Austin.
Hey, good evening, Roger. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Hi, everybody.
Well, thank you all for being here tonight, Vin and Terry. Actually, let me just start the recording, and I'll keep the lines open for now. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Dr. Art.
Hi, Hugh.
Hi, Dr.
All right.
Hey there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi,
hey
Dr.
There.
Art.
Hey.
All right, let's see. We have a little bit of background noise. I think it's you, Dr. Art.
I can mute you. You can mute me if you want. Or I can mute myself.
If you mute yourself, then you can unmute yourself. If I mute you, you cannot unmute
you. Star 6, right?
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. The dings are off, and I'll get the recording going, and then we start the call officially.
This conference is being recorded.
Today's date is August the 29th, 2018. Another Wednesday evening call. Usually Win Free is here with us, but he and Terry Brown are driving back from Phoenix. They had a doctor's visit over there. They're not home yet. Terry is doing great, is what Win told me just before the call. So tonight, again, we have our wonderful co-host, guest, Stacy, with us. Stacy, thank you again for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right. Now, can you speak up a little bit? Usually, you're a little bit lower than volume than.
Sure, I can. And when I just talked to Winfrey and Terry, they might make a sneak appearance, so they might be coming online.
All right.
Just so we're aware of them. They're going to do their best to maybe come in. That's what Wynn told me, so we'll see
all
if
right.
they can make it in with us. So we'll kind of go with the flow.
Yes.
Thank you
so
much.
So as we usually we do, if you have questions, we have answers. Tonight we are not going to do that, as Terry is not here, unless you would want to talk about questions that are being... Actually, I don't have access to them, so... But what we can do, Stacy, is just, you know, we have the line still open. If anyone has any questions regarding the services you do, like, or asks advice, do you want to talk about that? Or do you have any topic in mind that you want to talk about, Stacy?
I think whatever people would desire, or if they have a question about something, we can tune in together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd like to just kind of open it up to the group, you know, everybody on the call, if you guys have any particular questions, on any particular area. I'm just here to be of service. And then if no one does, I can tune in and talk about a particular, I can tune in and see what wants to come through into the group, and I can speak from that.
Yes, okay.
But I think what I like to do is open it up to the group first, and then I can go into a deeper space and see what wants to be shared with our collective group of conscious oneness.
I'd like to ask some questions, Stacey.
Okay. Dawn, you're next. The lady first.
Yep.
Hi, Stacey. This is Uma.
Hi, Uma.
Hi. So I had... I was wanting your phone number because I'm going through a huge monumental changes in my life, and I'm just looking at possibly having a session with you. So just kind of wondering, like, how that works, how much that costs, how long is a session, you know, how do we pay you if I'm in Arizona and you're in California, just kind of those specifics.
Okay. So first of all, thank you.
Thank you.
Just a little bit about my sessions. I work with your soul. So I work with the deeper part of whoever I'm working with and connect with, you know, the highest part of who you are. And I work anywhere in the area of we clear things or we create openings or possibilities in your life, whether it's in your relationships, your health, your business, your passions, your family, or your deeper desires spiritually. So I work along those lines from joy, and I work from love, Uma. And my number to reach me, if anybody else wants to call me, or is 949-495-96. 8-9.
And you also have two websites, right?
I do. That you guys can go to my websites. I have quantumintegrations.com, which is more my business website, and the other website that's not complete, but you can still get information on it, is called awakeninnerwisdom.com. And the Quantum Integrations website is an S on the end of integration, so it's Quantum Integrations. So it's moving into a quantum field of oneness, even though it's working with companies. So you can also get information on both of those two sites. And Uma, regarding my sessions, as far as the length, it depends on what we're working on. Usually my sessions are usually 2 hours. And they can even be 4 hours, depending on where we're going. I usually work very deeply at very core levels. So it just depends on what... It doesn't mean we can't do an hour call if there's something simple, but usually we go pretty deep.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
So that answers your question, Uma?
Yeah, and then as far as my fees, as far as the services and so forth goes, I actually have a sliding scale, and when you call me, I can go over that with you. And if anybody else, I'll go over the fees with everybody, you know, if you want to call.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
What was the one say, awaken what?
It's awaken inner wisdom.
Hey, listen. Who are these guys that have hijacked my conference call?
Hey, welcome home.
He's doing a cameo.
Yeah, I know he's doing cameo appearance. At least I warned us, everybody, Don. Hey, Wynn, how you doing, guy?
Who's that?
This is Stacy, sweetie.
Oh, Stacy. You sounded more assertive than usual. Well... We just came back from Terry's doctor in Phoenix. We didn't get back yet. We're driving. And
you just couldn't help yourself, huh?
I couldn't help myself what?
Couldn't help yourself to check in on us, huh?
Well, I told them I was going to check in.
Absolutely.
Okay? I mean, this is like a big deal, right?
Yes, it is.
Hives is taking charge, okay? And Stacy's on. When you're in the public, there's an unusual thing that happens, and that is, if you show up once every 6 months in a public situation, you're always fresh, okay? But when you do something 3 days in a row, right, it takes on a different aspect. It starts to transcend, say, doing a performance, and it starts to become a family, okay? Maybe, if everything works out good. But that's a good thing. Families transcend, you know, center of attention, audience, right? Which is how it normally works. But in any case, I'm so glad to have Stacy and Hives tonight. And for all of you that are asking questions, you know, just be patient. We'll get around to it. And what I've noticed is questions, how do I say this? You know, people get addicted to asking questions when they already know the answers. But in any case, the really good news is Terry's blood work, her hemoglobin, was up to 12 today, which is the highest it's been since, actually it was 12 yesterday, 9 today. But it's like, it was down to 4 when this whole episode started, which is as low as it's been. And her doctor didn't say it, but he said it today. He didn't think she was going to make it. And he was very excited about her thing, you know? And I sent Kimberly a picture of Terry, and Kimberly sent me a text back. She said, she's healed, okay? But that doesn't mean we don't need money, because, you know, we thought that last time, and then Terry got sloppy. And the one thing that is prominent in my mind is the first doctor that we took Terry to had the same thing as Terry 20 years ago. Same thing, same diagnosis. And 20 years later, he's still looking good with lots of energy. And he said that you must always keep your protocols up, because it'll come back in a flash, okay? And so, you know, one of the things is, for 2 months, Terry was off the wagon, you know, or, you know, she was not keeping up on things. So we're going to keep up on everything this time. I think she will. Here she is. You know, she now belongs to all of you, because, you know, even I'm a little bit possessive, but you've all kept her alive. You kept her in this realm by your donations. And so thank every one of you who helped with that. And we thank every one of you that just prayed for her. And I'm going to turn it over to Terry to say something. And then we're hanging up and turning it back to Hives and Stacy. Here you go.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm gradually, every day getting better, and I think one of the things that happened was that I got a tooth infection, and it kind of rocked the boat here, but they fixed it, and so I'm doing much, much better, getting more enthusiastic even about doing my taxes.
You sound really strong today.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for praying for me and for your contributions. It's a massive help.
We love you. We love you, Terry. Thank you.
Much love and many blessings to you.
All right.
Have a safe trip to Sedona.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay. So on that note, I'm turning it over to Hayes and Stacy. And let's see. Is Prudence on the line?
I have not seen her.
You haven't seen her. Okay. Well, I'll call in at 7, wherever we are, if we have phone
right.
thing. And if not, you can just play a replay for that. Her whole plan is, or if Stacy wants to do it, just keep abusing her and have her do it. Okay? All right.
Hey, Wynn. Well, thank you, Wynn. Blessings to you, Drive
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Who said Wynn in the background there?
That's Stacy.
Yeah, probably Cecil.
It's me.
I was wondering if you have ever read the book called Through Alien Eyes by Wesley H. Bateman.
I'm sorry. Who's talking?
Cecil.
That's just Cecil, the C6 seep servant. Okay. that's really what he calls himself. Okay. No, I don't recall reading that. Okay. And
that's a good one. It talks about you in there.
Talks about what?
Talks about you. Back in the days of the days of the pyramid.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, all of those books, man. You know, I never know what to believe and what not to believe. It takes me a long time to figure it out, because you know, I usually figure things out myself, and I kind of stick with it, but I'm open to being wrong. But for better or worse, I'm not usually wrong. Okay.
I sure enjoyed this book, though. I really hate for it to come to an end.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll look it up on Amazon. Send me the name of it. Okay.
Yeah, Through Alien Eyes.
Cecil, I'm in the middle of 10 million things. You know how fast I forget things? Just okay.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. And
focus on your driving.
What's that?
Focus on your driving.
Yeah, use your alien eyes.
Yeah, I'm not driving yet. We're sitting in the parking lot, okay? We just had a pit stop. So we'll see you later, okay?
Yeah.
Bye, Terry.
All right, so here we're back to it. So it was Dawn. We were finished with the Uma, her question. So we go to Dawn Herman in Ohio.
Yeah, before Dawn, I want to get to your questions. But before we do that, I just want to take a moment with everybody, if you don't mind. And
Absolutely.
Let's just take a second and just let's breathe in the energy. And just connect in the field of light that we're all bringing together. And allowing for these moments of silence and inner stillness within our body to even connect us to a stronger field of human union and a stronger field of love. So even when we ask questions, doing our best to connecting with our heart and feeling our heart, feeling our love that we all share together on this call, And the beauty of these calls is it carries an energetic field that's been building for many, many years since Wynn and Terry have been doing the calls, and many of you have been on for years. So I'm just here to acknowledge all of you for your light and your love and your energy, and everybody on the radio station that are joining us. And thank you for participating and knowing that each and every one of you make a difference, and each and every one of you bring your collective energy field to assist the planet and assist each other and help us all in awakening the world to its highest truth and highest love. So, in thanking you, Heis, and Bonnie, and Debbie, and Amir, and Scott, and Cecil, and Randall, and Michael, and Jean, and Yuma, and Roger, and Dr. Art, and I know there's other people that I didn't name. I didn't get your name, so I apologize. But all that you are on the call, the ones that I didn't know that are on here, just thank you so much. And Don.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Heis.
And it's very nice to ground the energies and be connected in this way.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Don Herman, you had a question for Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
I was just curious if you could explain a little bit about your process for working with other people. And also about your team a little bit. Who does your team consist of? Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Don. Well, I would say my process for working with people is, I'm going to say, has to do with the heart and has to do with the soul. So all of us came here with a particular soul blueprint, so particular DNA within our cellular memory, and the DNA is lodged within the vital life force energy of the body, and it's, I think I mentioned this before, it's similar to, on another call, like an acorn that has a seed, and the acorn within it has a DNA in it. Once you plant it and water it and fertilize it, then it grows into this beautiful acorn tree. And Dawn and everyone, it's the same with all of us, that within us we have a soul blueprint. And we have a particular direction and particular passions that our soul has designed to carry forth and to contribute to this earth, and to share our passions. And when we share our passions and when we share our gifts with people, it lights us up and it lights everyone around us up. It's like when the dancer becomes the dance, or the musician becomes the song, or the football player becomes the play, or the mother just becomes pure love, you know, in the field of oneness and presence. It's really about the beingness of our presence and connecting really deeply. Dawn and everything, I may be doing a course, and Wynn knows about it. It's called Deep Listening. It's going to be about a 10, 11-week course. If any of you are interested, you can contact me about it, about deep listening. But it's always about the deeper depth of who we are and tuning into the gift of our soul. And everybody has gifts, and everyone has passions. And, you know, as we grow up, sometimes we forget about our passion. We forget about our gifts because we get tired, or we get sick, or we get frustrated, or our heart gets closed down or hurt in some ways. And so as Bruce Lipson talks about, you know, the cellular memory in our body. Our cells respond to the conditions in which we're influenced by. So if we're influenced by something where we need to fight, or we have a disease, or we're emotionally taxed, or we're exhausted, then it's hard to, you know, shine our light and do our highest work. And so it's just returning us back. The work I do returns us back, Dawn and everyone, to our highest work here, our highest expression, so we can live our truth, live our life, and really shine from the DNA blueprint of our soul and live our soul's design. And be fulfilled in that, be joyful, be happy, and give our greatest gift to the world. And then it touches you and it touches everyone. And I know you guys have all been around people where you just walk in a room and you can feel their essence. Like this call, we can feel the essence of the Elohim and the Ra and all of your beautiful energies together, because it's been built over time. It's kind of like you go into a sacred chamber. Let's say if you go to Egypt, or we go to Israel, or we go to Europe, or we go someplace in Sedona, or any place sacred, even in your own home where you've meditated, it builds a field of light. So I'm here to help assist you in building that field of light and remembering that field of light and opening that field of light so you can do your highest work, whether it's healing physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whether it's building a business, whether it's healing a relationship or opening the heart to love or whatever it is. I've been gifted with being able to work with Dawn, the readings I've had, with a whole ball of wax. So there's nothing that I can't attend to or deal with, because I work with many, many guides, actually. I work with a huge team of many guides. You could call them the ones with no names. And I know that Elohim is a part of that team. I wouldn't necessarily want to mention any particular names, but I would definitely say the Christ consciousness, but with many. And whatever, if somebody's called to work with me, then there's a resonant vibration that we are here to co-create together, and for me to help and to assist you in building that which you are within. So I work along that line. I hope that helps. I know it's a little bit nebulous, but it's an honor and a grace to work with people. And all I can tell you is, any person I get to work with, it's always I'm in deep gratitude and in deep honor, because the light of them is always so beautiful. Whoever comes to me, you know, even though you don't know your light is beautiful and amazing, we allow it to shine even more. So I hope that answers that question about the process. And I know there was a second question, Dawn, that you had, and tell me what that was.
I think you answered both, because okay. He asked how you did it and also the names of your group.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wondered what your team kind of consisted of, but yeah.
Yeah, many, 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 many beings. I actually, like, whoever's working with you, I can access and work with. That's just kind of how my particular DNA structure. I was called in the readings. I can just tell you, when somebody did a reading with me, I hold a field, Dawn, of oneness. So I'm carrying in my particular blueprint a particular coordination of coordinates and DNA arrangements that holds a particular frequency of presence and oneness, and as I step into it, it is felt more and received more. So I'm very much about living in oneness and shifting the coordinates of when we're in duality, which we are, you know, much of the time, and when we can move to non-duality, which is a field of oneness where there is no right and wrong, no good and bad. You know, Rumi says, "I'll meet you in the field where there's no right and wrong." There's no judgment. And when we're in that, we just exist and we love, and there is no conflict. All there is pure creative love that is being emanated. So part of my design is to help open that field that is already here up, the field of oneness, which we all know, and we've all had moments where we felt this field of complete love, complete oneness, complete peace, and stillness. And there's nothing to do and nothing to say. And we just be. And it's totally ecstatic. So that's one of my purposes, to help open that which already is, for us to remember that and to spark the light to live that. And I also believe that each and every one of you on this call, and I'm going to say on the radio, and I'm going to be so bold, and in the world, has a piece of the puzzle that is assisting in the evolutionary consciousness of us living the truth, which we know we are, but we forget so easily sometimes. Bless our heart and soul. And so Dawn and Yuma and everybody, I do my best to work with a lot of compassion, because I think to be human, we have to have lots and lots of compassion, because we try so hard sometimes and work so hard, and then, like, why doesn't it work? You know, the compassion. And yet, you know, Yoda says, don't try, just do, right? And Yoda. And so we do our best to do, but to do from being, you know, being the force, being the field, but and with compassion, with compassion, with compassion. So it's all to me about deep love, deep reverence for each and every soul and your journey, to be able to walk in your moccasins and to love from that place which we all are, and to celebrate our unique expression and our many, many gifts on this planet.
Beautiful.
You know, I felt a big shift last night, well, early this morning. I was working with the Elohim and angels and spirits and other spirit healers to raise the vibrational frequency of all beings here to 11 above. And I felt a big, big shift last night. I was wondering if everybody else felt it.
Thank you.
I did, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've had a huge shift today. This is Uma.
Yeah, it was very, very, very powerful, you know, when I was, you know, in touch with all these angels and everything. It's incredible. So I hope that really helped bring more peace to the planet.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Uma. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Q&A session started.
Oops, did I do that?
Q&A session is over.
As we work as a team with the humor of our technology and the innocence that occurs inside of that. So thank you all. Thank you, John. Thank you, Yuma.
Yeah. Hey, Stacey, I have a question.
Yeah.
This is John Munter in northern Minnesota.
This is John, you said? John?
Yeah?
You said your name is John?
Yeah, John.
My name is Herman.
That's right.
John Herman?
I'm wondering if you find that it's easier to connect. Is it easier to become entangled with a living person because of the quark structure in comparison to, say, someone who's not embodied? Say, for example, we're thinking of Terry. It's easier to connect with Terry, maybe, you know, or maybe our spiritual master or something, or someone we love or something. Just because of their embodied quark structure as compared to, say, the Elohim or the Ra group or something like that.
So, John, I want to make sure I totally understand your question. So you said, is it easier to, did you say connect?
Yeah, I know entanglement is part of the quark structure, the quark structure.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if that, you know, the embodiment aspect, you know, they're anchored here in the physical, and whether it's easier. And that's why having a spiritual master is powerful, or someone that we love is powerful, you know, in comparison to connecting with, you know, someone who's out of the body or not. Maybe you're in a different situation than we are. Maybe you could work on that.
So can you give me, like, a personal example? Are you concerned about that you're being, is it easier to, did you say, 'cause you said the word entanglement, so is that Are you talking a negative or a positive way of entanglement? Not that I want to go
positive,
negative or
positive. Actually, positive. See.
Okay, positive entanglement. Okay,
because
that can be used in many ways. So is it easier to, can I say, is it easier to connect? Is it my, if I were the word use connect, is it easier to connect to somebody who has spiritual energy versus somebody that doesn't have spiritual energy? Is that the question?
Yeah, that's part of it. In terms of the power of having a living spiritual master, for example.
Oh, versus a non-living spiritual master.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
You know, I'm going to ask you what you think.
For me, it's been easier, I think, yeah.
To have somebody living?
Yes, someone who's actually living. To connect with that ecstasy that they are and that you have between you, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, because they're more there, right there in person. That's beautiful, yeah.
And not, and you know, they're far away maybe, you know, but they're in the human body.
Right, yeah. Well, I think what you were talking about, and tell me if this is correct, is about the resonant vibration. Because why we connect with each other, even on this phone call, is there is a particular resonant vibrational field frequency that we're feeling. And when we feel this resonant vibration, it feels like home. Like, oh, I remember this. So before we were all born, before we came into body, I'm going to say we were in a place called the swing between worlds. And you can call it something else if you want to. In other spiritual texts, call it other places. You know, in the in-between worlds, you can call it the swing between worlds. But before we came in, and we remembered we had an assignment here. All of us had a spiritual assignment. And then we come in and we go through the tunnels and the chambers of light. And then we come out and a lot of times we forget who we are, why we came, and what we're here to do. Some of us are lucky enough to remember when we were born. In my situation, I had two near-death experiences. I think that's why it might have facilitated my development a little bit more easily when I was just born in the womb and when I came out. So I had a lot of spark of light right then, mostly when we're born, because I work with mothers birthing children into the world with no fear. We're born in, and depending on how much light was available when you were born, if you were born in a barn or on a kitchen table or in the hospital and who doctors were there, because I study birthing, and within the first 48 hours, the more light you have, the more light you're able to emanate in your lifetime. And if you didn't have a lot of light in your birth, or you had a lot of trauma, then you're kind of, you had to start re-remembering. And then over time, the light started coming back as you got older. So what's important here to remember about our connections with others and our light field is that we have a bond. We have this bond of home. And whoever, if you want to call it a spiritual master, if you want to call it somebody bringing a certain energy or somebody that you admire, or it could be even somebody who has passed, there's a resonance when you feel their frequency or see their picture of home. And your soul and their soul remember, and your field and their field remember. It's like, oh, yeah, we're from the same cloth. We're from the same place. And it feels so loving, like a nurturing mother that is swaddling us in love, pure love. And so a lot of times when we feel someone, we feel that frequency. And why we connect with that, Dawn, is because it's in you. And you recognize it in her, or you recognize it in him, or you recognize it in that being, or whoever we recognize it in. And it's in us, and it is us. So it's a reflection. It's the same. It's similar to falling in love, actually. When you really, really fall in love, when you're in the falling in love stage with somebody, it's because your frequency and their frequency, true love, not just, you know, their frequency match, a resonant match, and their frequency reminds you of you, and it's in a soft place of no judgment and just pure light. And it opens us up to the remembrance of who we are. So when you're with Terry or with whoever people are with that they connect with, or whatever person or situation, or, you know, it could be Buddha or Christ or whatever, that they resonate with, or Mary, or whoever, they're feeling themselves. So it's always an inner reflection. As they say, we only can feel it because we have it within us. So when, like, I'm going to be bold and say, when Terry's with you and you're with her, then she also feels stronger. It helps her energy, you know, or whoever we connect to, you know, whoever you have a resonant field with, when you're around them and you connect, you feel more yourself, and then you're able to do more of your work in the world. It uplifts you because it's a reflection of your highest, the highest part of you. And I believe truly, Dawn, that's what we're here for, is to help each other reflect our highest aspects and feel what it feels like to be home, to be in that stillness, that silence, that peace, that oneness, that love that we all are. You know, without the mind, without the pretense, without any of that, just pure love.
Love is all you need.
Does that answer your question, John?
That's perfect. Thank you, Stacey.
Okay, you're so welcome, and thank you for asking it. Beautiful.
All right. Is there anyone else who has a question for Stacey? As we are still 18 minutes away from the whole planet healing call.
So I don't have a question. This is Uma, but I just want to say thank you, Stacey, that I didn't even need to hear all that because I knew that I needed to see you. But you just saying all that was, oh, that's exactly what I was wanting and needing, not wanting, needing, and whatever the wording is. So thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah. And you know, when I was talking to John, it is true that, you know, whoever we feel that home with, and it can be a picture or an image or an energy. And I also think, John and everyone, that there are certain people, if they say, okay, we've had many lifetimes, or even I'm going to even go be so bold and say some of us have had future lifetimes and past lifetimes and whatever we're bringing into this present moment, because at some moment there is no time. All there is the infinity of the present moment of now. And that's why we can actually access future events and we can actually access past events when we're in no time. And we can also change the face of a particular occurrence through the frequency of love. So when we work from a dynamic core of higher truth and higher love, we can build upon that and tap into that, especially when it comes from a place of purity. You know, the more it's pure, the more it's you know, it can happen more to our truth. Like if we truly have a passion to help somebody, you know, even like to assist with Terry or anybody in our life, and we truly, our heart and soul wants to help, and they're open to it. Just by that prayer itself, or by that opening, things can shift. Like I'm going to say we have much more power, or much more ability, or much more grace than we know that we have. I was actually talking to Wynn a little bit about that on the phone call. Earlier today we talked, and to allow ourselves to access that through our heart's desire, like even right now, if everybody wants to, you know, think of something they truly in their heart desire, or you want to write it down, like you truly, truly desire, and it's a desire that you want to give to the world or give to somebody or a way that you want to contribute, or something that you, how you want to help in some way that's of higher service. And it can also be something simple. It could be like planting a tree to help the earth. But for everybody to think of something in their mind's eyes, of something they want to contribute to, and just kind of breathe into that. Take a moment of something that you're passionate about that you want to do or you want to be or you want to bring forth. and just feel it in your heart, whatever that is, something you want to do or be or bring or create, and just feel that energy in your heart, you know, kind of open it into your heart, connect in with your heart, and just breathe it in and breathe it out and allow you to have a smile and soft, loving eyes. And just feel it around you. Feel the energy of that. And as you feel the energy of what that is that you truly would like to create or do, and you feel that in your body, and you feel that in your heart, and you feel that around you, that field of energy will attract other people and other situations to you to help manifest that in your life. And the more you feel it and sense it and smile and remember it in your body and in your heart and in your soul, then it will be easier for it to be manifest around you. And then you'll get these phone calls out of the blue, or you'll go to some place where there's a group of people and start talking about maybe your desire, or they'll talk and you'll go, oh God, that's exactly what I want to do or where I want to go. Because we're here to help each other, given we're an energetic field of computations and energetic frequencies that dance and align and move in this quantum wave of frequency, of light and sound and vibrational accordance with the stars, with the planets, with the galactic energies, with the universal energies. And as we pour out our intentions from our heart, it is heard in the field of light. So as we speak it, or how as we have space of silence, we speak it and then have silence, it becomes a transmittal signal. So we are, we either transmit energy or we receive energy, or we receive and transmit energy around us. So some of us are, we all both have both, transmitting and receiving, but some of us are stronger transmitters, and you might know, oh yeah, I'm really strong at transmitting energy, or I'm really strong at receiving energy. Or maybe I'm equal at both. You can maybe play with that and tune into that and ask yourself that inner question. Do I love transmitting? And that's a yes. And do I love receiving? That might be a yes, too. So receiving, you can, when you receive energy, you can also get information from the universe or other times or other periods. When you transmit, you can send energy of love and truth and hope, and you can send energies to other star systems or other galaxies. We can even, as we speak tonight, send energy out to the stars. Let's go ahead and do that. So we're all connecting with the star system, and we're sending love to the stars and to the solar system and to the galaxy and to the universe. And we're sending our loves and sending a transmittal signal out to the star systems of love. And we ask in this request to bring more love to this planet Earth, like Dawn was saying, and Yuma and everybody, and more love to this planet Earth and more light to this planet Earth. And we reach out to the stars and we feel them in our heart and our soul, and we send this transmitting signal of love out. And as we send love, we also ask to receive more love to all the beautiful children on this planet, all the beautiful animals and plants, all the beautiful people, and all the people that are in need and help, and all the people that may be confused, uncertainty, and all the people that have forgotten that they are love and they are light. And anybody that needs help or anyone that has a dream that we so want to have be fulfilled from love and light. And we connect with the stars. defend the left of the stars. And the stars send love back to us. And ask them to join us in the highest pure light for the highest pure light to assist in the remembrance of oneness and love on this earth. And to be our partners as we co-create this beautiful new earth together. We co-create the love. We co-create the star. We co-create the one. And the remembering of the one and the love.
It's beautiful, Stacy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Beautiful to be with you.
For working with us. It's so great to be, to feel this energy radiating. And I don't know if there's anything you want to say. We have still like a minute or two left airtime, Stacy, and then after that we will be going into the whole planet healing call.
I just invite to allow the stars, if it feels okay to you, to have them kiss you, give you a kiss. Everybody getting a kiss from the star, and you giving the stars a kiss, if that feels good to you. If it doesn't, you know, do what feels right. But allow the sweetness of our, you know, the stars, our star family, to be in communication and love with us and help us on this beautiful planet. We can call it heart. We can call it earth. And help awaken it, because it's my inner truth that in a blink of the eye, we can literally live in world peace. And that is raising the vibrational frequency to a space of actually a space more of non-duality and a space of oneness. And we have had moments of that, each and every one of us on this call, and that is available to us on this planet Earth at this time. So as we hold that together in our hearts, I just hug every single one of you and send my love to every single one of you and just thank you for who you are and what you do and who you be and for holding this higher field of light.
And many hugs to you, Stacy. Thank you very much. I'm going to open up the phone lines. It was great to have you, and we will be zooming into a whole planet healing here in just a few minutes. This can only be accessed by phone. So if you want to know the information, go to wholeplanethealing.com, wholeplanethealing.com.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you.
I thank everyone for being here. And
thank
being
you,
energy.
Thank you.
Love and light. Stacey.
Thanks, Stacy. Thanks, Heis. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for including the stars. That really feels wonderful.
Mm. Thank you, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
And for those, if you want to know the phone number,
okay,
for Whole Planet Healing Call, 712. 770-4340, access code of 250-13#. And it's...
Thank you, Ike. Blessings. Beautiful job. Thank you so much.